The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
The Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
And I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And from
welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. Big B with no guarantees. Why no guarantees? I don't know if we're going to make it through this show today.
Well, okay.
Everything that can go wrong has in some form or fashion today. But in case it doesn't, we will go a cappella in this motherfucker. When I say we, I mean me and my crew. My crew today is Doc Wally.
Doc Wally. Say a cappella, you know.
That means no singing. That means talking.
Okay. What's up, y'all? Y'all know how I do it. I'm ready to go. I'm turned up. Let's do it.
And after long, long, long hiatus, intense contract negotiations, and finally a meeting of the minds, I will once again ask all of you to take this time to rise to your feet, remove your hats, and oil the queen.
Hey, me, what you owe me? Bitch better have my money. What's up? I miss y'all.
How you doing?
I miss my menses.
It's good to talk to you. And
welcome back.
It's good to talk to you and not your managers and lawyers for a change.
Just saying.
I would like to thank Ms. Davis for actually being the one to get you back. Appreciate all your help, Ms. Davis. Without you, we'd still be queenless.
Hey, well, just saying.
So let me see if I can turn this mic off. So we can just get started. How's everybody's weekend?
Queen. My weekend was cool. It was I'm surprised to go first. Wow. That's a first.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, I can break it down. You want me to break it down first?
No, I mean the weekend it's easy. It was a friend's birthday. We did karaoke on Saturday, which is actually really fun. And Adams Morgan, it was fun. It was expensive AF, but it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, people sing really loudly. But, you know, when it's your jam, you got to just
there you go.
Get it.
I mean, that mixed with a little bit of alcohol and tone deafness, you know,
right,
we'll
you know
do it
saying?
To you every time.
You got to get it. Yeah, and then we did a brunch thing on Sunday at Ozio's, which makes me realize I am old as fuck.
You said on Sunday?
Yeah.
Huh. I was right around
that little old gay dude still working down there.
Doing brunch time?
No. 5 o'clock.
Oh, no. I was out of there before then.
Maestros.
I don't know nothing about that. You were working?
Mm-mm.
Oh, just eating?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I do know about Maestros, but yeah. No. Ozio's. Day party. Hashtag day birdie.
Wowzers.
Yikes, right? So if any of the youngins, especially I'm talking to the gentlemen in the DMV, you want to see some ladies, go to Ozio's when they do their, what was it called? Wings and Mac or something. I don't know. Like Mac, as in mac and cheese.
Damn, that's like ringing a dinner bell for niggas.
I'm just saying. It was like wings. It was like collards. What? With some, yeah. What else was it like? Shut up. It was some yams. They had pepper steak.
The yams.
Mm-hmm. That pepper steak too. They had a crab hash. Okay. Yup. And some this will make some people mad. They only had, because it did with the people I was with, turkey bacon and turkey sausage. There was no poke. Like people were like, "What the? Where the poke sausage?
Right, right.
Where the bacon?" They were like, "Yeah, you at the wrong."
Ain't nobody
spot.
Pulling nothing out their purse. Like,
I was surprised.
I have
at least some bacon bits or something, but nope.
Those miniature suitcases you carry.
No, no bacon bits.
Damn.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
That was Ozio's.
Yeah, I hadn't been there in like a fourth night.
I didn't know it was still down there.
Yeah, it's still open.
All right.
Would you believe me if I told you I've never been to Ozio's?
Hmm.
Never, not once.
That's crazy. See?
Can't do it.
It used to be popping. I mean, I don't know what it's doing now, but back in the day, I'll say it was popping. Because, you know, yeah. It was like you could go there, they had a great happy hour, you could smoke cigars. You know.
But you got to think that, it's a cigar joint like two doors down, though, isn't it?
You talking about Camelot?
Huh?
Camelot, the strip club?
No, a cigar joint where you go buy cigars. Like,
there's a block over, one block over on L Street.
I know there's a liquor
JR.
Store.
Okay.
That's the only cigar place on there, JR.
Yeah.
I feel like I know. I don't know if it's still there, but I think you're right. It was a cigar spot
like
right
two
there.
Doors, yeah, it was. You it go was. Down. Go down.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still there or not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been a while right. since I've been.
But you're right. It was a cigar spot.
By Bell's Liquor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it like I said, might have been, but
yeah, I don't
right
think
now it's only JR. Still.
Yeah, I don't think it's there anymore.
Almost exactly at the same location, but the next block over. Actually, no, it would be the next block up, one block over.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
It's my spot.
Yeah. Yep. That's what
nice.
I did.
Yeah.
Duke Ta?
Man, you know me. I ain't do nothing, dog. I just, I did. Yeah, I ran a few stops on Saturday.
I had a song that I was going to queue up for you.
You don't have to do that.
While you describe
Yeah.
I don't think I put it in.
Okay. Hey, you know what? The weather's getting real nice, though. I fired up the grill this weekend. I did it on Sunday.
I do have that song.
Okay. Yeah, I fired up the grill.
I
just threw a couple of half smokes on there, man. You know, for the fam. My daughter, she wanted some smoked sausages. I threw it on there. And that's pretty much all I did. I'm sad to see the grass is growing again.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. You know, when we first got the house, I was, you know, real pumped about cutting the grass and keeping it all manicured and everything. But now it's getting to the point where I just wish that shit would die.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't, but I do.
Do we have this conversation? Do they not have like neighborhood kids anymore?
Well, not in my neighborhood.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, remember, like they used to go around shoveling snow.
I used to be one
grass.
Of the right, and carry your packages from your car to your house, or
and run around the corner and get your cigarettes for you from
about
the corner
that,
store,
man. Oh. And when you go up to the supermarket, they'll take your bags to your car and stuff like that. I don't. They now they rob you.
You get your six pack pony Miller Lights.
Oh man!
They didn't even have to say nothing. They just put the money on the counter and have a blank stare at the cashier. And the cashier be like, "Who is this for, Miss Smith?" All right, I know what she wants.
Yeah. How about that?
Six pack Miller Lite ponies.
And I'm going to tell you, it was times where I used to go to the store for my mother, and she'd give me a list. I mean, well, not a list, but she'd just write something down on a sheet of paper for me to get her cigarettes. Now, mind you, I was too young to buy cigarettes. I just give them the money and a little note, and they give me the cigarettes. You know, but see, back then, everything was cool.
I was one enforced. What?
Everything was cool back then. There wasn't a whole lot of, miners buying cigarettes and all that old kind of bullshit. Because, you know, it was a neighborhood thing then. You know, now it's, you know, you're too young to buy a cigarette. Well, I can understand that. You know, but what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You know, I'd say.
All right. I had ups and downs on the weekend. But mainly, you know, one of the up parts was I got to celebrate my cousin's birthday with him at Maestro's, and
nice.
So it was. It was good to just kind of just have a little bit of decompression time and just sit down and talk around a good meal. And I think my only disappointment for the evening where that was concerned was I looked at the people that were in the room and I convinced myself that, you know what, ain't going to be no nigga shit going on like, can we have 25 separate check type shits? I knew we were going to come together as... as.
Mm-mm. I ain't had no appetizers.
That's right.
I only had one of those wings.
You know, there you go.
The disappointing part was the one person that I actually thought that was going to stand up and make sure of it was the only one that said, yeah, can I get a separate check? I'm looking at him like, nigga, really?
Really?
Good God.
I ain't ordered for 75 drinks, so I'm not paying for that shit.
I only had one fry.
You know what I mean? I had a side salad.
We overcame that coonery and came together for what the celebration was about, and we made sure everything was taken care of properly. The tip was great.
Good.
Cool.
It was very reminiscent of great service. And the service was top notch. So even if it was included, we all made sure to say, hey, make sure that's in there.
That's
right.
Dope.
So that's cool. It's really, really good. That was that. It was all in all, you know.
Cool.
It was cool. So here we are now.
That's what's up.
It's good to be back with you guys in the Deepsters.
Yeah. Boy.
And
back on air.
I'm scared to touch this thing. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, boy.
It's like one wrong button. I don't know what happens.
Well, you know, I can sing something.
I've tried to load this up 3 times. And it didn't work. So I'm going to try this. And y'all ready to start the show?
Uh-huh.
Start the show.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
my girl back. Yeah, she's back.
You said it till you start the stories. And I start correcting you, you'd be like, God damn it, she's back.
Hey, y'all. Hey. Y'all boy.
What's up, nigga? Don't try to stall me.
Yeah,
out,
I know it's coming.
I'll last you, Slim.
Okay.
Oh.
French Montana. This Bama, apparently, you know, he went on Twitter saying something. Now, I don't know exactly what he said, but one of these ladies, her name was Murray, she came back and said, well, you know, who really thinks about French Montana? Who really cares about what he says? French Montana didn't like that shit. And he came back. He went hard on a little girl, on a girl, man, whoever she was. He said, now this is what he said. You musty, crusty, dusty ass hoe with your nappy ass, poetic jestic braids. You need to calm down with your cum drinking, dick banging ass. Go somewhere and be humble.
Somebody was on their period.
No shit. I mean, he got a lot of backlash behind that shit.
He should have.
But see, that whole thing can be taken two ways, being that we don't know what he originally said. I mean, he could have said...
He said what I said he said.
No, go back to the top of the story.
Okay.
French Montana said something, we don't know what he said.
It don't matter.
No, because if he would have said, hey, how you doing, young lady? You look very nice today. And she responded with that, there's a problem.
That's not what happened.
But we don't know because, of course, according to these sources, I'm going to have to defend French and say that was rude of her to come back when someone gives you such a pleasant compliment.
Nah. First of all, I remember seeing that story. I don't remember what was said before.
Right.
But she didn't even, like, at him. She ain't hashtag him. That nigga is just searching his name on the Twitter streets like, Oh, and then saw her post and got in his feels.
This was all done online.
This was on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. He got in his feels.
It wasn't no face-to-face thing.
No.
Keyboard courage.
Yeah, got in his feels. And then next thing you know, he came back with that. I'm like, that, come on,
he got all that in under 140 characters?
I mean, I don't know if he had to, like, cut. You know how you have to cut some words down and shit. But either way, that was, come on, man.
Yeah, it was a little too hard. But my man, he wanted to say, because a lot of people jumped on him about, you know, talking about her nappy head and all that. And he went on to say, my mother's African-American.
Oh, okay. Justifies
right,
nappy.
Right, exactly. Whatever, Negro. Half Negro.
Okay. I have a black son.
Oh, okay. Some of my best friends are black. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, come on, now. I mean, he and then he went on and apologized. He apologized. He said, if I offended anybody, I'm sorry.
Okay. When you start an apology with, if I offended anybody, when you know you're apologizing because you offended someone, you're either an idiot or you don't really mean it.
You don't mean it. I'm sorry if you feel that way.
Well, yeah.
But you're still a nappy head of hell. That's pretty much what he said.
Well, all right. Let me see. Moving on.
When you call someone a nappy-headed hoe, dusty crust and everything, isn't your entire point and intent to offend?
Yeah.
So how are you sorry if you offended someone?
Although some people aren't offended by the word nappy, but still.
The fact that you're having this back and forth with people coming at you on Twitter, you know that you offended someone.
But she was, again, it wasn't like she didn't at him. She didn't hashtag his name.
I understand all of that.
So, I don't know what
he did. I'm just concentrating on his, if I offended someone.
Right.
You know you did.
Of course you did. Well, everybody was coming at him, so he had to.
No shit.
He had to backtrack.
Right.
I think we should punish him and make him do a good album.
Oh.
Wow. How about
that? That's his punishment.
Okay. All right.
That'll take him the rest of his life to try to write one good album.
Really?
What? There you go. Hey, what you gonna do? All right, let me see. Moving on. 50 Cent. Okay, he had a show at Lox at Baltimore Soundstage. Okay, so he was doing his thing. You know, I didn't know he still did, you know, the rapping thing, you know, since he was producing and
you said he had a show with the Lox?
At Lox stage on Baltimore.
No, the Lox is the group.
Okay, so is it LOX?
Yes.
That's
a rap group.
Okay, at Baltimore Soundstage.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was on stage. Okay, and you know how when you're on stage, you just, you know, put your hand out and give, you know, daps and everything to people in the stage. Anyway, this one fan wanted to pulled him into the crowd. Okay, now as he's going into the crowd, he threw a left hook. hit somebody in the chest. Okay. Ouch. Right. So she happened to be a woman.
Okay. She happened to be a woman.
Well, the fan happened to be a woman. Girl, I miss you. You know that?
Right. I was like, when is it coming? Shut up.
Yeah, the fan happened to be a woman. Okay, he threw the left hook. And it looked like he really threw it with intentions.
Damn.
But apparently he didn't hurt the woman. Okay. She got back up on stage. He apologized to her and everything. And she got back up on stage and started twerking. You know what I'm saying? So apparently he didn't hit her that hard. Or he didn't hurt her or anything. So that's pretty cool, though. Because most people, yeah. I mean.
You know what I would have told her?
What?
I would have told her, come on, chick. Step your game up, man. Look at the poor girl from Miguel at the Music Awards that almost got decapitated when he jumped over the stage, landing on her neck. Come on now. We gotta take abuse of these concerts.
Take the bitter with the sweet.
Come on now. You pay good money for that. You gotta get some abuse.
Oh, nah.
See, back in our days, we were suckers back in the days, man. Back in our days, if you was in close proximity, you might get some water splashed on you.
Right,
shit.
Right.
We had it easy. These motherfuckers is.
These
motherfuckers is getting abused.
Right.
I'm like, because goddamn, if you punching me in my chest and I'm going to get up on stage
and
twerk.
He was famous, though. He was famous.
Mm-mm. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah. That's not going to work for me, man. I've officially. Ooh. I have to go to the hospital and I will sue you.
Right. Your Brown was famous, though. You know, girls was tugging at him and shit. Mm-hmm. Woo, Lord. Oh, Lord. Janet Jackson. Man, okay. Y'all remember Janet Jackson, Lil Penny. Little Michael Jackson, little sister.
She sounds familiar.
Yeah, anyway. She just had a baby back in Jackson. What you like? What the fuck y'all? Anyway.
Did she make music or something?
Yeah, she did. She has
did she have a famous brother?
She's something like
yeah,
that.
Right. I was just getting
Tito,
ready to.
No.
Randy, there you go.
Oh, all right. Randy was. He made that record, My Jeans, or something. No. Anyway. Janet Jackson, my girl.
Was you know, just equipment just, with her to break.
What?
Oh, it's just equipment. We'll just hurry up and break.
All right, yeah, I know she just had a baby back in January.
Right.
All right. And she been married to my man, Wassam Al-Manar, for about 5 years.
That don't feel right, but okay.
Okay. let me see. Wassam Al-Manar.
Okay.
That don't sound
Manah,
right.
Manah.
But anyway. But look, they get ready to break up. They call it quits.
Oh, man.
Okay, now, word on the street is, I don't know if this is a pattern or anything, but every 5 years after Janet gets married, she calls it quits. Hmm. Okay. Now, Janet is worth $175 million. Okay. Now, Wassam Allah. Wait a minute. Wassam Al-Manar, okay, is worth $1 billion. Okay. Now, they just had a little one back in January, okay? Now, she used to be married, her husband number two, his name was Rene Elizondo, okay? Now, they were together around 5 years, too. This seems to be a pattern, okay? But check this out, though. This time, since my man is worth $1 billion, Janet is looking at least $500 million for the 5 years, you know, since they was together for 5 years. Yeah. So, since he is a billionaire, she might be looking at $500 million on top of her little $175 million. Alright.
Because it was a prenup, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, there you go.
Well, I wonder how the custody is going to go with the kid. Because he didn't have any kids.
Phenomena. Shannon didn't either, did
he? Supposedly not.
Oh.
Supposedly she didn't have the kids. But, you know, there's been rumors on the streets. Mm-hmm. Like, I even remember watching Wendy Williams, and then she was saying, like, who's... I forgot who, which kid it was. I guess the one she was married to, one of the DeBarges. Like, they showed some chick that looked nothing like either one of them. Was supposedly, like, her kid. Or their kid, yeah. And the mother was like, no, that really is her. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, look nothing like Janet nor the dude, the DeBarge. I was like, come on, dog. You know, your mother, somebody done lied to you, but I feel bad for you. But anyway. But, yeah, $500 million, that's a lot.
Whew. Janet's going to be all right.
Yeah. Are they officially going to get divorced or they just separated?
They actually just separated right now, but, you know. But what they're saying is that he was real demanding and trying to tell her, you know, how to dress. And, you know, when you go on your tours, I want you to wear this. And so that's the word. That's just the word on the street.
Sure.
So. But I don't know.
I mean, you know, it's like he knew who he was dating, and then he knew who he got engaged to, then he knew who he was marrying. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like Janet. Like, I like to think Janet's in a capsule, time capsule for me, like Velvet Rope era.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you knew who you were dating, who you were marrying.
But you know what? I should have did this. I should have did the research, though. But how did he get this? What the fuck is so goddamn funny, man? How did he get all his money? Like,
I think his family has money.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. I think it's his family.
But anyway, that concludes my diagnosis.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Unless y'all got something else, y'all got something else.
What was her husband's name again?
Wassam Al Manala. Give my notes back. Give my notes I threw over there. Okay. We'll be back. Y'all stay tuned.
That concludes his diagnosis, y'all.
Yeah, I thought
thank
I said
you,
Quinn.
That.
Okay.
I thought I said that.
You didn't.
I hate you.
I know. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you guys for hanging in there with us. Yeah. Stitcher. Still giving us problems.
Did I tell you about my nasty email?
Hopefully it was a good one, because them bastards answer me.
And they did not respond.
Yeah. I mean, they used to. Before they switched over and like got, I guess, bought up. Seriously, they would answer me so quickly.
You know what else I noticed they did? What? Remove all points of contact other than email.
Phone
calls.
Oh, I never called them. I never had to. Seriously, I emailed them from the app, you know, and then I always got a response. But now,
there has to be a way to find a phone number for them.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I can look, but.
What's the name of the company that bought them? You remember? Maybe we can Google that.
Yeah, maybe something begins with a D. But anyway, whatever. Yeah. So I'm sure everybody is. They're finding other ways to listen to us, which is dope. Podbean, of course. You know, indeepshow@yahoo.com for some feedback if you want to hit us up. But yeah, Google Play, indeepshow.com. iTunes is always great because for some reason iTunes podcasting always is on point and still with us, which is super dope. But yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on with Stitcher. So because I know I personally still like listening to podcasts on Stitcher, and as well as a lot of other people do. But, you know, we're still out here. So please continue to find us and check for new episodes. And as we put on our Facebook page, if you are if you haven't liked our page yet, please go and do so. But also to let you know that if you go to indeepshow.com, you can follow our page, so that way when a new show gets posted, you'll know automatically. You don't have to guess. Like, when the hell did they put out a show today? I don't know. You don't have to guess. It tells you automatically. So that's pretty cool. So, but anyway, so thank you guys for listening and chatting with us on Facebook. We love it when you hit us up. It's super dope. So shout out to, and Greg, if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly, just chalk it up to me having a doc moment, okay? So Greg Perrine. And shout out to Guy Hyman. Thank you for liking our page. We hope you stay around. We hope you share the show. And welcome.
Stay up, pimpin'.
Pimpins. Cause it's two. Can you say pimpins? Is that plural? Pimpins. Is that plural?
Yeah, it's more than one pimp.
Right, it's more than one pimp.
There so. You go, it's pimpins. There you go, there you go. There
cool.
You go.
Right. We had one other piece of feedback that we wanted to share. One of our long time listeners, Mr. Rude Boy M, he wanted to send in some feedback. I guess he had an issue. He has an issue with my Carolina Tar Heels winning the national championship, and he just wanted to talk about that. So. Let's bring up our Rude Boy M here.
How could this happen to us? We are Duke.
No, you are a team that has lost in the first round two of the last 3 years.
We had Coach K.
He is a genius. It was smart how he left his best player on the bench for long periods of the final 10 minutes. If I was losing, I know I would want the player who will be picked second in the draft on the bench.
The refs should have called a foul on that inbounds with 30 seconds to go.
So, you were upset you were not allowed to have the refs in duty uniforms?
We were a great team all year.
You lost to Wake Forest, Notre Dame, and Clemson. You sucked.
What is going to happen now?
America is going to dance, my friend. America is going to dance.
Sounds a little different than I'm used to.
Well, all
right. Sound familiar now?
Yes.
There you go.
So yeah, there was another bitching, moaning, insufferable douche.
Okay.
That has issues with the mighty, mighty Carolina Tar Heels.
Oh boy.
Go Duke. Straight to hell.
Okay.
So yeah, that was that. So, I wanted to chat and kind of get the temper on this situation here and kind of get y'all's feedback on how you probably would have handled the situation. I don't know the nitty-gritty details of this story, but it was on the news. And I guess it was a man and a lady. I don't know how deep their friendship was, but they knew each other. And they were at the casino together on the slots. And this man goes through his whole whatever with zero luck. So on his last go-round, he inserted the money in the machine and told the young lady that he knew next to him, you know, hey, for good luck, go ahead and hit the button. She hit the button and he won a shitload of money.
$100,000.
There you go. Unfortunately, according to casino rules, the person that hits the button wins the money, not the person that puts the money in the machine.
Welp.
So, this dude, once he finds that out, you know, he starts coming for her, sending her all these threats, you know, to her phone via text and blah, blah, blah. Her standpoint was, look, I was willing to, you know, split it with him. But now I'm not giving him nothing because he want to act like that. Now, regardless of casino rules, let's take this out of the casino's hands. If you put in that situation, like if it was me and you, Queen, and we at the casino, I said, girl, hit that jump dead, blah, blah, blah. Right. Are you going to do it? I mean, you going to do me like that? Would you do it?
Look at the ass. Look at the ass.
Take me out of it. Look me and you ass. Haven't been that great lately.
That's the face I just made.
Oh, come but if it was
someone else.
What?
Would how I are you going to handle that situation? Being that the casino was like, no, I'm sorry. I have to award the money to her.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, if casino rules, I mean, what am I supposed to do if the rules are
okay?
You give me the money. I mean, what? Okay, I can't but wait, hold on, because that also means clearly now I have to, the shit's in my name. Therefore, I have to pay taxes on that, right?
First world problems.
No, I'm saying, but I mean, they're going to take a lot of that money anyway. So from taxes. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't be an asshole. I'm like, it's not my money. I didn't put the money in the machine. So I would hope you would do the right thing and break me off some money. Especially because now you've added to my tax bracket and I gotta pay taxes, I'm sure. So if you're gonna pay the taxes and everything and give me some change. Now by change, I don't mean like 50 cent change. I mean, you know, give me a couple thousand off of that. Yeah, I would give the person that money. I mean, we can handle that outside the casino. I'd be like, calm down, dude. You know, we cool. Now, if it's a rando stranger I might not ever see again, then they short as fuck. They short. I'd be like, bye.
Really, though?
Bye. No, I'm kidding. I'm not that person. I couldn't do that to somebody. But I would really be like, hey, before I hit this button, if you win, you know you're going to give me some of this money, right? Like that, I would definitely say. You gonna give me some of this money if you win this. I wouldn't expect half of it.
Hold up. The thing is, you hit the button.
Yeah.
The money's going to you, not him.
I understand that. I just said, but it was his money that he put into the machine.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I said. I understand it's his money. So really, technically, he won.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because anyway, your odds are if you keep putting feed money into a machine, you know what old people do. They sit at a machine all day and eventually there's some type of payout. Eventually.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he put the money in the machine and I'm just the one who hit the little button to make the, you know, the junk go.
So you're going to give him all the money and then let him figure out how much he's going to give you, or are you going
to? Oh, first of all, he would have to pay the taxes. Before he got any money, like, because I'm not going to be stuck with that tax bill. I'm just not. So that we're going to find out how much taxes. X that out. I'm serious.
And then the rest you split up.
Well, no, I mean, honestly, I really wouldn't say like, okay. So let's say if there, you said 100,000. Let's say if there's 60 left.
Okay.
Let's just say 60.
After
the taxes. Okay. If there's 60 left.
Right.
I would give him his 60. I mean, but again, I would expect him to give me some of that money, though.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You good.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be an asshole like that. I wouldn't just be like, "Thank you, bye." No, I wouldn't do that to him.
If it's a friend, I mean, okay.
You want to hold that money hostage? How much you gonna give me?
Not all of it. I probably would have gave him half.
So you would have gave him like 30. You kept 30.
Yeah. You know, I hit the butt. We get the taxes out the way. I hit the button. Boom, boom. But the bride, like, I think she only wanted to give him like $10,000 or something like that. I think that's, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, first of all, he shouldn't have been all stalky McStalk and all weird in texting her. I mean, that's what you said, right? He was like sending her threatening text messages and all that crazy.
Yeah, because she only wanted to give him like $10,000.
Well, clearly,
out of 100,000, come on, man.
Let's say again, like probably 60. Clearly, y'all ain't friends. Y'all weren't really friends anyway.
But you know what though?
Because that's like us buying a lotto ticket.
I'm not even gonna say that.
What?
Nothing.
I'm like, death is not worth $60,000.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. It's just not worth it.
But
death in jail is not worth $60,000 to me.
Because things, especially dealing with money, can get messy between friends.
Sure.
I think I would have a conversation to say, hey, look, for both of our best interests, let's go to, and that was, you know, I understand we're sort of digging into some of our, you know, end game money, but I think it would be important to get the services of some sort of attorney, whatever, to make sure that whoever is going to have to pay these taxes, make sure that that money gets put where it's supposed to be put.
Sure, that's why. Yeah.
So that later on, you won't be suing me talking about I never paid the taxes and I have to prove that I gave you the money and all that. So we need to make sure that is done first and foremost.
Agreed.
And then from that, yeah, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, that's just really, this should be a happy moment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This should all be done with huge smiles on everyone's face. And then we split the rest of this money and shit, party. You know, and or whatever the hell we're going to do. You know, but yeah, I don't see that this shit ever came to that. You know, on both of their behalves, you know, she shouldn't have been such an ass about what she was and was not going to give up. He shouldn't have been such an ass about his response. Yeah, you can argue what came first, the chicken or the egg. You know, if she wouldn't have acted like that, he probably wouldn't have acted like that. But yeah, it's a shame that we can't all play together nicely.
She won $100,000. You gonna give me $10,000? That's all that shit was supposed to be, man. At least give me 50. And then maybe I'd be like, all right. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? No? You don't understand?
My head is shaking up and down, which means indicate I understand what you're saying. I do. I understand
what you're
saying.
You try to give me $10,000, $100,000? Come on, man. There's no way in the fucking world.
So how about $10,000 off of 60?
What? No, I want half.
Didn't we? I just said you have to pay the taxes on it. So I'm saying, so that's saying.
Well, I have to pay the taxes.
Taxes have to be paid.
Okay, well, you pay half, I pay half. How about that?
So but I'm saying, so you wouldn't even have to worry about that. So if it's $100,000, you're paying 40, hypothetically speaking, 40 in taxes, it leaves 60. So then how much would you expect from that?
Half.
So as long as half, so 30 is good.
Everybody pay half, and then it won't be no problem.
So 30 is good. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Is that half? There you go.
Half of 60 is 30. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Half taxes, half the money. Whatever it is, there you go.
Just as long as it's half, you don't even care.
There you go. I know.
Okay. I understand.
Be honest with you. You shouldn't have got that much. Just hit the motherfucking button. Trick.
Nigga, you should have hit the button by yourself then. You can kept all that money if you wouldn't have got her involved.
How about that?
All of it. But then you wouldn't have won, probably. Just saying.
Why hit the one button? Oh, so you saying because she was a female that hit the button.
No, I did not. I did not say anything about gender. I didn't say that. I said, you should have just hit the button. Then by hitting your button, you would have won all the money.
There you go.
Then you wouldn't have to worry about her at all. She would not even be in the equation of it.
Absolutely. Right.
But because he asked her to hit it, and like he said, according to rules of the casino, he or she that hit the button is the winner.
That's okay. Yeah.
No, I get it.
But, I mean, a casino has put rules in place to cover themselves because they don't want to get involved in whatever messy legal situation that you're about to get in. So
right.
they have to establish some sort of rules to go by.
Because I think about
that's
it.
That's what they decide. That's what they decide.
I think about it like a lotto ticket. You know what I'm saying? Like, say if we go and I say, hey, Mark, can you buy my lotto ticket? Because I know you're going to go to the 7-Eleven. When you get here, I'm going to give you $5 for my ticket. Mm-hmm. You pass over the ticket that you purchased for me. Then next day, I win mm-hmm. from my ticket. Would you be expecting me to give you money?
But let's back that up, Queen. Mm-hmm. Let's back that up.
Uh-huh.
Let's say he buys your lottery ticket. But hasn't handed it over to you yet.
Huh. And I use my money.
And it wins.
But you took a picture of it and you sent it to me? Because we've all done that before.
So you add.
Whether you took a picture or not or whatever, but I'm saying.
No, I'm saying, because that's different.
If I'm at work and you was like, B, I can't, I, you know, we both at work. B, I can't get to the lotto joint. You know, you in the liquor stores all day. Can you grab me a ticket? I'm going to say, yeah, I got it. You know, whatever. I'll give it to you when I see you. And that bitch hit that night.
But now, how do I know that's my ticket?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Unless there is a picture that you send me, like, hey, here is your ticket, mm-hmm. and it shows these numbers. Oh, no, nigga, we going to court.
But, you know, that's kind of different from hitting the button. It's a little different. But
slightly.
I had that ticket in my hand.
Oh, but it doesn't matter because at that point you've sent me a picture of the ticket. So now I have proof that that ticket is mine. And I will
no,
be.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you have proof that you have a picture of my ticket.
If you say, hey, here, because I'm telling you, you've done that before.
Okay, wait a minute. You said, You've done that before.
You've played the lotto for all of us before, and you've sent us a picture of the ticket.
I was.
Well, it's that like, is not my no, problem. I was no, like, that's go, not go, my problem.
I'm just playing. Go.
I mean, but I'm saying, but you've done that before. So let's say if you would have gotten here or something happened, like we had to cancel and not we did, and it hit that night.
I got hit by a car.
Oh, Lord. No, I don't want to say that. I'm just saying, like the show, like we couldn't tape. Something happened with the equipment, right, whatever. And then later that ticket hit.
Yeah.
Oh, you going to pay me what you owe me. I'm just saying.
Come on, you know y'all family. Come on.
Well, but I mean, money makes people do crazy things. So
I mean, if I had like for 70, 50 million, come on now, we all gonna be rich. I don't need all that shit. I do not.
I'm just saying, people do crazy. Clearly, I mean, you see the conversation we were having about the casino and the button. People do crazy shit for money.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's like money, you say one thing.
Well, money changes.
You know what
things,
I mean?
Yeah. But I don't need all the money. Y'all said
it changes
money.
Library you know? Costs to credit cards.
I'm saying.
Must be the money. Mean,
come on, it's
rush cards, the black cards. You say you don't need all that money.
I don't need all that.
No, I'm just saying. You say you don't need it all.
I just need enough of my Allen, and I'm going to get the rest of them. Yeah, we're going to split it up. Damn.
You know, this is forever on, you know, out there.
Yeah.
You hear this, yeah. Deepsters? If Mark hits, we give him money. You hear that, right?
You all are invited to my island.
If you can get there.
You don't have to bring any money. Just... come on.
You know Blue Bull can't be exported, right?
I don't need it. I get something else.
What?
Shit. Hey.
Yeah. So millionaire doc with
step
up.
I'll have Blue Bull flown in Delhi.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know what? To be honest with you, I would probably only need it flown in. How long does it take for this to go back?
I don't think it ever goes bad.
Ever goes bad.
No, okay.
I think Armageddon happened. The bull. That'd be roaches and Blue Bull.
Why you had to put what? Roaches in?
I'm just saying. You know, because roaches have been around since the dawn of time.
That should have struck.
And it would be like, right. It would be and Blue Bull.
My God. Just send me enough. I'll be good.
This motherfucker would be doing some reverse Castro shit. He has planes dropping big ass bundles of Blue Bull in the ocean.
Right, precious,
where's the food, Mark? Oh, I forgot about that.
That shit would be.
He'd be like, food? We don't need no stinking food.
Man, my food would be there.
He's like, we got the bull.
You can believe that.
We're going to fish. We're going to forage, and we got some bull. We're good. Damn. We're great.
Fish, forage, and bull.
Put that on the t-shirt.
Deepsters, where you at?
I wish you were gone. God damn it.
Where you at, Deepsters? Where you at?
She have to come back.
Money is on the line, Deepsters. Money's on the line. How you going to handle this situation, man? How are you going to handle this money situation? You know, Queen, last week I asked for our one listener in New Mexico to reach out to us. And I don't know if it was Stitcher's delay in the process or they just...
Maybe they were out of town.
Maybe. No, they still there.
Okay.
Yeah, they
welcome, just, New Mexico.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
New Mexico. Not Mexico, Doc.
Not the old one.
I mean, you don't come out the basement, you don't know the difference.
Fuck you.
But anyway, so I'm going to turn it around now, and I'm going to reach out. I'm going to reach out to these listeners, to someone contacts us. So today I'm reaching out to the two listeners in Boston.
Oh,
okay.
All right. Two listeners in Boston. Hit us up, man. We want to talk to y'all. You know what I'm saying?
We want to know how to park the car.
Yeah.
Boston.
We want to know, how did you come across our show? How? Are you a former California resident or former DMV resident? Because those are two top markets.
Anybody in South Dakota, North Dakota, Utah?
That entire portion of the map is now blank.
Right, it's been blank. I'm like, come on, South Dakota.
I still want to know. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to blame the Obama administration on what happened to all our Afghanistan listeners.
No shit.
Oh,
man.
Maybe they're home.
Obama fucked up
but
everything.
Then we should have some South Dakota, Wyoming.
No Wyoming either, huh?
Okay. Gotta blame something on.
We gotta do better.
We gotta blame something valid on Obama.
Do we have to start hashtagging Utah? Hashtag South Dakota? Hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Where y'all at, man?
Come on, man. It gotta be at least one or Fargo. Two black people.
Fargo. What? Holler at me, Fargo.
One or two black people? Mm. POCs out there? Somebody? Anybody? Man. Okay.
And then, just want to throw some of the most lovingly shade ever at chonella.com. Why y'all run off all like Canadian listeners? Canadian people, where y'all at?
Aww.
I blame you.
Sup, Chonella?
I blame you.
I miss y'all.
Hit us up, man. Talk to us, Chonella. We miss y'all. The rest of the crew ain't want to talk to us no more. It's all good, though. We won't talk about that. Hey, another great show. Come to an end. Got to wrap it up. Get out of here. I'm still celebrating my championship. I'm waiting for some swag to come in the mail. We'll post pictures soon. Just to piss you all off. But anyway, Doctor.
Yo. Let me see. Two fingers to my crew for being back together.
What?
Hey, queen back in the house. What's up? Let me see. One finger for this Trump motherfucker right here. Every day. Hold up. He ain't do nothing fucked up today, did he?
That you know of.
That's tattoos?
You just noticed that?
Yeah.
I do too, for real.
Right.
That's real tattoos, though?
Uh-huh. It's a real one.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm kidding. It's henna. It's not real.
Oh, shit. Nope. You ain't gonna blow up nothing. But anyway, let me see.
Maybe.
One. Do I
have
one finger?
That's okay.
Yeah,
I thought you just said
Trump,
right?
Trump. Yeah. Yep, one finger to Trump.
Well.
What was this two finger?
two fingers, 80 degrees. How about that?
Well, he said to us, but I mean, yeah, I guess I was waiting for the weather.
You weren't listening, motherfucker. Yeah. I said two fingers for us being all together back.
Oh, that's right. I was saying that. Back together again. I didn't know that was your official two fingers. I thought you were just saying that. It's not like you don't often randomly
why?
Just.
Why? Always a problem. Okay. Two fingers.
Queenie.
For the song.
Hey, yo. Okay.
You ready to sing a song too.
Right, okay. Let's see here. I'm gonna say I'm gonna take two fingers because that's how I do. The first one goes out to my homies, to my boys with Z. I missed y'all. I hope y'all miss me for real, Z's.
For real, Z's.
Because I missed y'all. Can't wait to get here. Well, okay, I'm gonna take that back because part of me was kind of hoping we were canceled, but then I was like, no, then I can't see them and it'll be another week before I get to see them, so I was glad we didn't. So super happy to see y'all again. And two fingers for the travel crew. They will probably never hear this, but to the new people that I met via Travel Noir, that was a great trip. And, you know, I wish all the wonderful, beautiful ladies well. And I will see you on IG and perhaps Facebook. One finger goes out to the crazy shooting yet again in San Bernardino. Look here, people. If you're going to do a murder-suicide, which is already some shit, don't involve children in your whatever you got going on. You got one little baby that, you know, well, two babies that got shot. One has died. Don't involve children in your shit. And plus, if you're going to do it, if you're going to kill some, just kill yourself. I mean, I don't even want you to kill yourself, but if you got to, don't take nobody else out with you. Especially, again, not a damn child that has nothing to do with anything. Leave the babies alone, okay? Like, leave the babies alone.
Go into a house of mirrors and just kill everybody you see.
Just saying. I really don't want anybody to kill themselves, but come on, man. Just come on. Come on.
Yeah, I can name a couple of people.
Okay.
All right.
sorry to be a bummer.
Two fingers. You know what? Two fingers two fingers to the Most High for giving me yet another day to attempt to get it right. Appreciate that. One finger to what? I have a lot of one fingers. Mm. One finger to Bobby. Mm. One finger to Town and Country. Mm. One finger to Midnight Mike. One finger to, okay, that's enough one fingers for now. All those people. Mm. Get your one fingers. Enjoy them.
You get a finger and you get a finger.
Love them. Mm-hmm. And all that good stuff. Queenie Queen, it's great having you back.
Yay.
No shit.
I feel lost throughout the week. And, you know, when you're not here, I'm reminded how much we shortchange our listeners, especially when it comes to the social media aspect of things. So glad you're back.
Thank you.
Help me keep my head screwed on. People don't know, she keeps me grounded over here with all matters dealing with this here show, and keeps me on point when I am not able to do so for myself. So thank you, Queen.
You're welcome.
Doctor, we have reached another show, end of the show.
Hey.
And thank you for making yourself available once again.
I do what I can do,
Yeah, man. Got a lot of contract negotiations for special guests coming to the show soon. I've lined up some key interviews that you guys might be interested in. So, but we'll get once the ink dries on that, we'll get more into that. And I'm your man, Big B, for the Queen and the Doc. I'd like to first and foremost pray that the equipment gods allow us to do another show.
So in other words, if you don't hear from us next week, oops.
Absolutely. But as always in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bush.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house.